Hello there, and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Connolly, and I am your habit change agent. I've been using that phrase lately. I kind of like the little play on words, because here we are all about habit change from the inside out, and we're all about helping you become a change agent in your own life. So we're putting it together. If you're feeling stuck, trapped, exasperated, worried, or even pissed off that you are dealing with a habit that isn't serving you and isn't helping you get where you want to be in your life, in fact, maybe blocking you from getting there, or if you care about somebody else who's in that situation, then we are here for you. Habits into Health is a different kind of program because we're not about just revving you up with a lot of motivational talk. Turns out that motivation is not necessarily the best way to change a habit. We have research behind us that shows us that. Motivation may make us feel good, but it doesn't necessarily lead to the best kind of results. What we're doing here is trying to focus on methods that are very practical, things that I've learned in my 30 years of supporting people, dealing with serious habits, addictions, and also, you know, just spreading the good word about what I've discovered that can apply to anybody, no matter what kind of habit that you're dealing with. And what we do is we focus on discovering some very simple methods that can lead you step by step to meeting the goals that you want to meet and get your life moving in the direction that you want. This time I want to talk about spirituality in a particular kind of way, especially about spiritual awakenings. I know that that's something that many people have talked about and a lot of people long for it. And for most of us, spiritual awakening happens in a little bit slower pace. So a lot of what's talked about around spiritual awakenings is the implication that something has immediately changed people. And my perspective is that this is usually an iceberg effect, meaning we see what's on the surface and not what's underneath. And after today's Habits into Health practice, I'll share more about what I mean, because I think it can set you up to feel that your path isn't necessarily the real path, when in fact your path is your real path. And it doesn't have to include what many people call spiritual awakening. Let's begin with a little bit of practice. Now, if this is your first time listening, I just do a small exercise in each episode. It's oriented around the Habits into Health approach to change that I've developed over many years. We're looking at the building blocks to change and not to identifying what's wrong or doing something to have you cure yourself. The idea here is you can change yourself the more you attune to influencing your own actions in small ways. Sometimes we try so big that we don't get where we want to go. And there's another piece to the Habits into Health process, which is, this is experiential work. Habit change involves doing. But a lot of times in our culture today, we do from the mind. We push from the mind. And what I like to say is, let your body lead so that your mind doesn't have to. And today's practice, we're going to work with spiritual. So have you ever heard the phrase, when the spirit moves me? People have picked that up and it's in some songs. Well, it turns out that it started out being used by the Quakers in reference to the Holy Spirit. Well, what I like about it is when the Spirit moves you, movement is physical. So I'd like for you to quiet yourself in some way. You do not have to close your eyes unless you choose to, but to let yourself take a few moments to be contemplative and just experience the movement that's happening in you right now. Just listen to the movement in you as you just sit quietly. You'll notice that there's movement. In fact, if you attend to your breath, inhalation is also called inspiration in spirit. Let the spirit move you by noticing the movement that's already in you. And you don't have to do anything else. Just become available to what's there. Just take a moment and be attentive to what is moving in you. Your toe might be tapping. Your hands are probably moving in some way, even if you're not deliberately doing something. There is movement in you from the moment you're conceived until the moment you leave this body. The spirit is in you. It's not outside you. Have you ever looked at a beautiful sunrise or sunset and felt that feeling? Have you ever looked in the eyes of someone that you truly love and felt that too? Well, feelings are in you. They are not something disembodied. They're not an idea. They are in you. And so often when we get caught in behaviors and patterns that lead us to feeling unhappy or create problems between ourselves and others, it's because we've lost touch with the spirit that is within. And perhaps you can just stay in touch with that as I talk a little bit more in a few minutes about spirituality. But first, let's take a moment just for a little station identification. You are listening to Habits into Health. And my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist and a habit change coach. I've been working with my own habit changes for many, many years. And for the past 30 years, I've been supporting other people who want to find their own path to change. I would love to hear from you, and I've created a survey on my website where I'd like to get your input on the things that you are most interested in hearing about. So just come on over to habitsintohealth.com and click on the link and let me know what it is that's most important to you. You can make this anonymous unless you choose to let me know who you are. And while you're on the website, you might want to check out my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And I've developed a way to support people in softening the stance of self-hate that so often accompanies habit problems. And to guide you, I've written this book that'll give you some tips on some things that you can do to turn your situation around. All you have to do is give me your name and email address, and I'll send you the link for the ebook, and I'll keep in touch as long as you want to receive materials. And by the way, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, you can find it on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search for Habits into Health. Let's explore today's topic, which is about the concept of spiritual awakening. That's out in the culture a lot. It's particularly out there in the culture of addiction recovery, but a lot of other places it's discussed. And it's this concept that a spiritual awakening happens immediately, that people just get this charge from somewhere outside themselves that immediately changes them. There's even in the Christian world a well-known story about a man named Paul who was knocked to the ground on his way to Damascus and all of a sudden filled with the Spirit of God, and it changed his life forever. Well, most of the time, the people that I talk with who've had what they call a spiritual awakening, if you really get underneath that, you come to understand that there was a lot of preparation going on. And the awakening that happened, while just wonderful to experience, was actually something that was a result of a lot of groundwork. So the idea that spiritual awakenings just immediately change people, I personally believe that that's fantasy. Not the awakening part, which is lovely, but the idea that a person awakens all of a sudden with no preparatory process. In Buddhist traditions, it's known that when the student is ready, the master appears. So by the same token, when the student is ready, the spirit appears. Something may happen that feels sudden, and yet you've been preparing yourself along the way. And so I tie this to the iceberg effect. It turns out that only about 12% of an iceberg is above water where it's visible. That well-known iceberg, the one that destroyed the Titanic, hit that ship underwater and scraped along the side and ripped a hole. Icebergs at their surface may seem humongous, but in fact the vast majority of what's going on is underneath. And I believe that the same thing occurs around the idea of a spiritual awakening. And a lot of people long for that feeling of spiritual awakening and kind of put themselves down because they haven't had that. And I don't know if that's true for you, but if it is, I really want to support you in understanding that in most cases, most of us have a kind of a slow growing awareness of a sense of completion of a phase. So think of it like a plateau, like you're climbing, and it's really hard work. You're really struggling. It may seem daunting, like you're never going to get there. And yet, when you've done a certain amount of work, you hit the plateau, the next stage, and there's a feeling of great relief, a feeling of awakening. And this is what it's like to grow yourself through change, much more powerful than having something from outside you clap you over the head and say, "Hey, you're now awakened." So I really want to encourage you to step back from that longing for spiritual awakening in the way that it's talked about, in the way it's maybe shown in movies and stuff like that, and ready yourself as a student through steady practice, so that when your opportunity to master yourself shows up, you are able to meet it. What's more important is the valuable awakening that you experience from taking small steps towards your goal and celebrating each step as you move along the way. And that does mean that you take account of those times that you falter. That's okay. You may have two steps back and one step forward from time to time, just as you'll have two steps forward and one step back. That is a normative process of change. So breathe easy. Inhale the spirit that's within you. Celebrate this moment. Know that you are not just the student, but you're also your own master. Let's take that into our week. And I will be signing off for now. Know that if you are troubled by a habit that is persistent, or if someone you know and care about is in a similar situation, then there is hope. You can come to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook, and it can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. And you can also find some other podcasts that I've recorded, things that I've written, and other resources on the website. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over those habits that don't serve you. Stop wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you are the master, where you are in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.